Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fifth installment of Thoughts on Hanukkah. Just to end off the week, I just still want to stay a little bit general about our perspective on Hanukkah. Reb Chaim Friedlander makes a very interesting point. We already discussed the possibility that the name Hanukkah is related to an idea of chinuch, which could be translated as education or beginning or dedication. There is, of course, another famous idea, which is probably the most correct idea, which is it's Chanu Chafhei. Chanu, they rested from battle on Chafhei, on the 25th, being the 25th of Kislev. But Friedlander just points out, if we were naming the holiday, is that what we would have named it? That they celebrate the fact that they could rest on the 25th? Or would we name it, they were victorious? It's such an interesting thing. In other words, it was about the war that they were able to hold off their enemies, and then they were able to go back to the Beis HaMikdash. It's just an interesting life perspective that even though we demonstrated this might and it was such a powerful thing, and hopefully people are more reluctant to cause us problems and difficulties, the celebration is we could stop fighting. It's interesting. It's interesting to think of, you know, in situations in the state of Israel today, you know, how much we would give to just be able to stop fighting. Forget the victories for a second. We just would love to stop fighting. It's an interesting thing to think about. Another general point where Friedlander makes is the days of Hanukkah are designated as days lahodos ulehalel. We say that in Haneros Halalu, that these are days to give thanks and to praise. Some commentators say that the idea of giving thanks is through lighting the menorah, or as recognizing and remembering the miracle of the menorah in the Hanukkah story. We recognize that by lighting the menorah in our day and age. And ula halel, and to give praise, is the mitzvah of halel on Hanukkah. As an aside, when we say a full halal, the reason we say a full halal is because there's a core obligation instituted by the rabbis to say halal on that day. So there are many yom tovim that we don't say a full halal on. And Hanukkah, we say a full halal. You know, because this is the rabbis instituted that it's very important to say a full, complete halal on these days. So the question is, what's the difference between the verbs of lahodos ulahalel? What's the difference between giving thanks and giving praise? So Rav Chaim Friedlander makes a point that many commentators make in numerous contexts, which is that lahodos, to give thanks, is inherently related to the word modeh, which is to admit. What thanks is really about is I recognize how much I need you. Lahalel is talking about, wow, God, you did something remarkable, great. Kol hakavod, yasher koach, you did something great. Lahodos is we say to God more than just thank you. We say to God, we recognize how we'd be nothing without you. Of course, in the nature of the Hanukkah story, we recognize that we would have been done for without God, without God's help in the battle. Of course, that's true. But hopefully in the Hanukkah story, as we were discussing earlier in the week, we have the means to take a step back and think about how desperately we need God in our lives. That the more we see the miracles in the story of Hanukkah, the more we realize how many miracles we live in day to day. And probably the greatest miracle is the tremendous meaning that we have in our lives and to reflect on that. So Hanukkah is not only days of praise. Hanukkah is days of recognition. The more recognition we have, the more effectively we can praise God. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.